Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Blake McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. And now, play ball. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Rader and he is safe. McBride steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rader for a passed ball. McBride moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason strikes out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Perez reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perez moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Perez. The throw to Forsch covering the plate. The slide. Perez is out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez scores. Harris moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto spins and fires to second, with Spear covering, and Harris is picked off. One out. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Forsch moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Reitz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Crawford moves to second. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. One out. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomason moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger throws towards second. Harris fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Thomason scores. Perez moves to third. Matthews moves to second. It's Cardinals, 1, Giants, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cruz strikes out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reitz. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spear moves to third. Rader moves to second. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeAquisto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomason moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer is walked intentionally. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Thomason scores. Matthews moves to third. Mercer moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws to second. Harris drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Harris. Matthews scores. Mercer scores. Reitz moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeAquisto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. DeAquisto reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon pinch runs for Gary Thomason. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeAquisto scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Eddie Solomon. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is called out on strikes. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. McBride reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to third. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Curtis now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Crawford moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. D'Aquisto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John D'Aquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Aquisto is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. D'Aquisto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for John Curtis. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McBride strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rader for a passed ball. Mumphrey moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 4 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. Kessinger scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Joe Ferguson pinch hits for Willie Crawford. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.